news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
On Friday, another week concluded with yet another stalemate between congressional Democrats and White House negotiators. They were again unable to agree on terms for another COVID relief package, remaining gridlocked. Democrats reportedly offered to slash $1 trillion off their $3.4 trillion proposal if Republicans added $1 trillion to theirs to meet in the middle. According to Nancy Pelosi, White House officials refused. So Donald Trump on Saturday again used his private Bedminster, New Jersey golf club as a backdrop for an alleged official White House event, allowing paying members of his club to mill about and act as a cheering section while he announced multiple alleged executive actions to extend economic aid. The effectiveness and legality of the measures are unclear, to be generous, with the order seemingly exceeding constitutional limits on executive power. So, at this travesty of an event, Trump announced he will unilaterally continue expanded unemployment benefits, but cut them from $600 a week to $400. When challenged on it, he of course pushed back.
Why did you decide on $400 when previously families were receiving $600? Yeah. That will be a hardship for many. What do you say to them?
Well, no, it's not a hardship. This is the money that they need. This is the money they want, and this gives them a great incentive to go back to work.
Trump also lied that he signed orders to pause student loan payments and extend the moratorium on evictions. Additionally, Trump said the action authorizes the Treasury Department to defer payroll taxes for Americans making less than $100,000 a year. But with Donald Trump, you know, everything comes from a place of lies. The Washington Post described these four so-called executive orders as, quote, just pretty books Trump got to write on with a big marker. For instance, regarding the $400 unemployment benefit, states would be on the hook for covering 25% of the extra payments if they decided to extend them. But Trump's chief economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, on the Sunday shows proved he has no idea how any of this would work. Not a clue.
It should be $800. I beg your pardon. It should be $800 for the unemployment.
$800 or $400?
No, it should be $800. If the states step up, we're prepared to match. That should be come out $400 federal, $400 states.
Okay, we'll move on because I think that's not what the president said, and it's a bit confusing. And I think the fact that it's not entirely known is very telling.
And the new measures don't reinstate the lapsed moratorium on evictions either. They simply urge his cabinet to consider action on the issue. And the payroll tax cut measure doesn't actually reduce the payroll taxes. It defers the due date for the portion of those taxes paid by the employees, meaning they'll have to be paid back. But in the meantime, it would put a severe strain on Social Security and Medicare, which are both funded through those payroll taxes. And adding a payroll tax deduction does nothing for the millions of unemployed Americans. Oh, and yet there's more. There was virtually zero support for the measure on both sides of the congressional divide. One more thing. Trump also mischaracterized the legal stature of the measures, referring to them as bills. Congress writes and votes on bills, not the White House. The documents Trump signed on Saturday were a combination of memorandums and one executive order. Nancy Pelosi on Sunday called Trump's executive orders, quote, absurdly unconstitutional, and said that she and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin would restart talks on a new aid package as early as Monday. It should be noted that Donald Trump has not participated in any of these so-called negotiations, even though it's what he originally ran on in 2016, wasn't it?
I'm different than other presidents. I'm a deal maker.
I do hundreds of deals. The deals come out of my ears.
Well, I do deals. I mean, you have to do deals. We don't want to do the executive orders all the time. It wasn't supposed to be about executive orders. You have to bring them like Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan. You have to bring them together.
The art of the deal, my ass. Meanwhile, the confirmed number of coronavirus cases in the United States passed 5 million on Sunday. At that point, we had already experienced about 163,000 deaths. The number of daily new infections appears to have leveled off a bit, with the average over the last week hovering at around 54,000, still a bit below the peak 7-day average of 67,902 recorded on July 19th. But as you know, this virus is a moving, evolving entity. After infections and deaths fell sharply in early epicenter New York, there were sharp increases in the South and West, especially in states that lifted lockdowns early so businesses could start reopening. Now cases are spiking in other parts of the Midwest and West, most notably in Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, and the Dakotas. A few facts on the spread of the virus. It took the U.S. 99 days to reach 1 million cases, but it took only 17 days for the cases to rise from 4 million to 5 million. And that's not the only dire statistic. More than 97,000 children have tested positive for the coronavirus in the last 2 weeks of July. And yes, it was a maddening weekend. But before the weekend madness, there was another huge White House Friday night news dump that must not be ignored. The hashtag Friday Night Massacre trended on Twitter after the newly installed Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, a major Trump donor and stockholder in private companies who compete with the U.S. Postal Service, fired, reassigned, or displaced 23 top-level postal executives. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.